News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu has rebuffed approaches by the UK and Germany and calls for restraint and told UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron that Israel will make its own decisions over how to respond to an Iranian attack over the weekend. And Dr. Paola Rivetti, Associate Professor in Politics and International Relations in DCU, joins us. Good morning to you. It looks like Israel will retaliate against that attack by Iran on Israeli soil, the 300 missiles and drones over Saturday night. First up, what sort of form do you think that might take, Paola, and when might we see something happen?
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me. It's hard to tell. What we know is that it doesn't look good. So this is the first, the first element that we have. It doesn't look good. Not only Netanyahu's war cabinet, as you said, has said that there will be a retaliation, but also this morning, Smotrich, who's the Israeli finance minister, called for a disproportionate attack on Iran, which is extremely worrying. The shape that this might take, can be in line with the kind of traditional way in which Iran and Israel have been attacking each other over the past, decades, targeted assassinations, targeted attacks on communication systems, but, always, let's say, under the radar, or at least, in a way that was extremely targeted. But I think that in the condition and in the circumstances that we are living today, an Israeli attack on Iran could take any form, considering that Israel is, hardly kind of, stopped or taken accountable by hold.
No, they're not in a conciliatory mood. But exactly. you've mentioned, I suppose, proxy targets before, soft targets before, targeted assassinations. There's talk of cyber attacks. But there's also obviously always in the background here is the nuclear question and whether or not this could escalate beyond all, fears that exist about the Middle East going up like a powder keg. In your view, will cool heads on some level prevail here, or are we looking at an Israel who literally could do anything? And as you say, if they're talking about disproportionate attacks, clearly they are looking at further escalations, and things are pretty bad already.
Things are pretty bad. It's hard to tell because, Netanyahu is the most moderate one sitting in the government. We know that the government is the Israeli government is more accountable to far right and extreme far right constituencies at the level of domestic politics than it is to, let's say, the international community. Not that the international community has been particularly effective in holding Israel accountable, which probably should start to do. But the prospects of an attack on, say, an Iranian nuclear facility, an Iranian nuclear center are actually open. The EU Council has imposed a new round of sanction on Iran on Tuesday, which also doesn't look good in terms of trying to restrain Israelis' options or range of action. So we will see, but it is definitely possible. I mean, it has already happened.
In your view, what would all-out war between Iran and Israel look like?
So it's hard to say. I mean, the US have been clear so far in saying that they would not follow Netanyahu in a confrontation with Iran, but it might have been, it was said days ago, and Biden might have said that in the hope of restraining Israel after Iran.
That may have been posturing before the fact. I mean, obviously, they still supply an enormous amount of the arms to Israel. But an all-out war, I mean, that would have Israel fighting a war in Gaza, fighting a war with Iran at the same time, and very possibly Lebanon and Hezbollah entering the fray as well. This is going back to something we haven't seen in the Middle East for decades.
Yeah, we haven't, but the real difference will be what the US and Russia will decide to do. So this kind of, for instance, Israel targeting Hezbollah, or as it has done last week, UNIFIL, so UN forces, peacekeeping forces in Lebanon is not, it's not news. I mean, this has been going on forever. Hezbollah attacking back, sending drones and firing drones into North Israel. So this has been going on, for a long time. What really could make a difference and would really make, would really be a rupture in the way in which the different countries and Israel or non-state actors and Israel have been, fighting each other, is if big countries step in at the international level. So,
Okay.
we will see what the US will do. The US last year supplied 70% of weapons
Sure.
and, I mean,
Yeah.
arms to Israel. So they are definitely a voice that the Israeli government should listen to. We will see
Paola.
what Russia will do. That's much more unclear
Okay.
considering the Ukraine theater.
Dr. Paola Rivetti, Associate Professor in Politics and International Relations in DCU. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.